With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports now on court action in the case of Charlie Kirk.
The 22-year-old Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk made his first in-person court appearance.
Court is now in session.
Tyler Robinson arrived with restraints on his wrists and ankles. His legal team and the county sheriff's office asked Judge Tony Graff to ban cameras in the courtroom. The judge said no to the ban.
The sanction for today is that this camera will be relocated away from defense table to where the bailiff is.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Testifying before the House Homeland Security Committee Thursday, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says she worries about the intentions of some people today in America.
What keeps me up at night is the individuals that are in this country that wish to do us harm. And that is why we are so aggressive at making sure that we're going out and doing investigative work, finding those violent criminals, finding those people who shouldn't be in this country to begin with, and those that want to go after and to harm our American citizens.
During that hearing, Noem received strong support from Republicans on the panel, but faced brutal questioning from Democrats. In the meantime, during that hearing, Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson is now being sharply criticized for his comments on the House Committee of Homeland Security hearing with Kristi Noem there. Thompson characterized the shooting of two National Guard troops in Washington, which one died, as, quote, an unfortunate accident. An appeals court has backed a ruling that held Apple in civil contempt, that for defying an order designed to open its iPhone app store to other payment systems. This is SRN News. A new analysis of communism and faith.
Radical Islam is perhaps the greatest threat to the safety of Christians around the globe, but communist governments are a big problem too. International Christian Concern has released a report that concludes the five biggest communist regimes are cracking down on believers more than ever, beginning with China. Repression is also growing in North Korea, Cuba, Vietnam, and Laos. There may be as many as 100 million Christians in China alone. Michael Harrington reporting.
Archaeologists uncovering the longest remains of an ancient wall once encircled Jerusalem during the time of Hanukkah. The evacuation was just completed this past week. It reveals a section of the Osmonean Wall Foundation built a few decades after the Hanukkah story. This wall is 165 feet long and about 15 feet wide. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates ticking upwards. Here's correspondent Alex Vega.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.22%. That's not far from its low for the year. The increase comes a day after the Federal Reserve cut its main interest rate for the third time this year and indicated another cut may be ahead in 2026. While the Fed doesn't set mortgage rates, its actions are among the factors that influence rates on home loans. Several housing economists are forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain slightly above 6% next year. I'm Alex Vega.
On Wall Street Thursday, a day of mixed trading, Dow Industrials climbing 646 points on the day. S&P 500 up just a fraction, and the NASDAQ was off 0.3% in very heavy trading. More details, srnnews.com.